The Chamber's Make It Monday Noon Forum enjoyed a good-sized audience. Considering the impact of tourism in south-central Alaska, that wasn't surprising. According to Ron Peck, president and CEO of the Alaska Travel Industry Association, the average tourist to the state spends about $930. That's besides lodging and any cruise costs. Peck offered a bevy of tourism statistics. From October 2007 to September 2008, last year, according to the visitor industry, Alaska hosted about 2 million visitors. 1.7 million came during the summer. According to Peck, that figure fits a recent pattern.
2007 and 2008, we've been basically flat, right at about 1.7 million visitors. And I will project that it will be a challenge for us to get to that 1.7 number, 1,700,000 visitors, during 2009.
He notes that lower gas prices in general may help family budgets, but the road visitors are only about 5% of the total tourists coming to Alaska, and so low gas prices won't greatly impact overall numbers. About 35% come by air and about 60% tour the state via cruises. Peck says the state is caught in a nationwide travel trend. Alaska is a long-haul destination when economics are forcing many domestic and foreign vacationers to look closer to home. Peck cited U.S. Travel Association predictions for 2009.
They predict that they'll see overall in the United States a decline of domestic travel by about 3.5% and international travelers coming to the U.S. of about 3%.
Adding to Alaska's challenges is diminished capacity. Airlines have reduced service between the state and outside. While 10 new cruise ships are putting out to sea this season, none are coming to Alaska. A couple of cruise lines have reduced Alaska sailings. The good news, Peck says, is that website inquiries about visiting Alaska have increased. The frustrating element is that those inquiries are not translating into bookings as in past years, at least not as quickly. Bill Fletcher, director of Alaska Yukon Marketing and Sales for Holland America Line, told the Chamber audience Alaska and its unique wilderness experience still holds a strong appeal for people making travel plans.
So they're slapping at the bait, as it were, and our job is to set the hook and reel them in. And that's clearly what we're working on.
Fletcher also says this isn't an easy year to predict numbers for the upcoming season. Many prospective travelers are waiting for the deal of a lifetime for what they might consider the trip of a lifetime.
In a normal year, I'd be able to give you a pretty good snapshot of how things are looking. I'm pretty short on specifics because the booking window is getting so compressed. The fact that people are putting off their buying decisions and the fact that our season is fast approaching is meaning that people are finally getting off the couch and booking a lot of the deals that are unprecedented in the marketplace.
Fletcher says Holland America, like the other cruise lines, will likely fill their ships. Cut prices and special offers seem to be conquering some reluctance to book. But that positive news, like much of the hour's discussion, was tempered.
Unfortunately, that's going to translate to lower yields simply because of the pricing, and very likely lower guest spending on board and in port, and almost certainly lower expectations for our cruise tour programs. The most disappointing part of what I have to tell you today is that in this trading down trend, getting people off the ship to extend their vacations on land in Alaska is harder than ever.
During the audience question period following the two talks, someone asked if this was a bad or good time to start a small tourism business based on a relatives and friends concept. AITC's Peck said he wouldn't relish developing a new visitor product this season. I wouldn't do it, he advised the questioner. For KSKA, this is Len Anderson.